Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 17th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were May corn down a penny, May wheat down a penny and a quarter, and May beans up a half a cent. Really pretty quiet overnight. We did break the beans about 6 cents off of their highs. We made the highs early, then kind of backed off most of the night. The dollar is down 32 ticks. Didn't seem to give the grains much support out here. The funds are short 140 wheat, 158 corn, short 30 beans, long 5 meal, and short 50 oil. So basically, they're heavily short still the corn and the wheat, which I think could be a problem here. The weather, while it was nice over the weekend in much of the country, it looks like it's going to be cooler and very heavy rains for a lot of the Midwest here over the next several days. I think that's going to play a part in both corn and wheat here. I think things are getting maybe a little bit too wet. We're at the 17th of April now, and that could take us into, you know, the 22nd, 23rd of April, somewhere in that range, without any more rains. I mean, obviously, as I've always said, we always get the corn in, and we'll do that, but just a matter of how many acres might get shifted out here. The wheat may be getting a little bit too much moisture out here. So, you know, with the funds this short, I just don't want to be bearish down here. I think any little thing could tick this thing off. I think we've got tensions certainly in North Korea and Syria. And anything there, I think, could spark a pretty good rally in the grains. So, again, I just don't want to be short in this market this time of year with the entire growing season ahead of us and with the funds short. So, really don't see too much other news here. We'll have the crush numbers out today. I think the numbers they're looking for about 147, 145, somewhere in that range. But I don't think it'll have a major impact on the market unless it's a huge surprise. So again, I think, you know, as we come in for the long weekend, you would have thought you would have seen a little bit more fireworks one way or the other. But the weather was good over the weekend, but it's going to turn bad, so a little bit of a mixed action. And I guess that's what we saw last night. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.